This portion of Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant Energy, a NRG company.
Those guys up front, they're really the anchor of that defense, and they make it hard for you to run the ball. They make it hard for you to pass the ball, and they're doing a great job.
Glad you're back with us on the show, having a fun time here with Dale Robertson from the Houston Chronicle, as well as Ted Johnson of Sports Radio 610, and of course, the three Super Bowl rings with the New England Patriots about a decade ago. But how much does last Thursday night and everything that transpired affect what goes on tomorrow with the Houston Texans mindset-wise? Does it affect it at all? Does it affect it some? What's the deal, Ted? Well,
if it affects them at all, then they should be in a different job. I mean, this is a business where you forget what just happened and you move on. And that's the only way you survive in this league, individually and collectively as a football team. So, and the fact that they had an extra kind of little week in there to have some time away really put that game behind them. So there will be no residual effect from this last game going into this next game. And what, you know, Bill O'Brien, part of it and what his job is as a head coach, he's got to be a salesman. And what is he selling to you guys? He's selling to them, look, guys. You know, we got another division. We got two of the next three opponents are division opponents, all right? And it's not like these are world beaters, the next three opponents. Very winnable games right now. So we can get back in this thing. You know, who knows? We get back to 4-4 after the next three games, and then we're right back in this thing, and you see what the Colts are doing in the division itself. So there's still a lot of opportunities out there. So that's what he's selling to them. They don't remember the last game. And if you're a player that does, you won't have a job very long in this league.
Well, Ted says he's selling it to them, but we're not sure of and can't be sure of, and we won't know until Sunday afternoon, are they buying this?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it is, you know, I love the way Bill put it. He said, we've got 11 one-game seasons left. I mean, it's the oldest cliche in the book, but of course you have to forget. But what did we see here two seasons ago? We saw a cumulative effect of losing, which begets losing, which begets losing.
Creates culture losing.
And this team right now is on the cusp. It can tilt either way. That's why it's so important that they stop the bleeding now against a team that is eminently beatable, but it also make you feel better to go down there and win a division game on the road.
Yeah.
Eminently beatable is a good way to put it.
That they just are. I mean,
what do they do well, though? I mean, you can't really say too many teams do things well when they're 1-4, but there are some things to guard against, right?
Well, and there's no question that Blake Bortles is a much more confident, solid quarterback right now. Yep. He told us this week that he's lost 10 pounds. Now, what does that mean? That means he's a little more agile. He was sacked 71 times last year. He's not going to be sacked that much. He's thrown 10 touchdown passes, one fewer than last year. Yeah. He's clearly a better quarterback, even if their record doesn't show it. So, you know, he's a talent. T.J. Weldon's a talent.
But, Dale, I lost 10 pounds, and that's just because I'm eating a little bit better. Ted, what about you, man?
You look great, Drew.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate that.
But Blake Bortles is showing. I think his high watermark probably of his career was last week against Tampa Bay. He had over 300 yards, four touchdowns, one interception. And if you ask Cecil Shorts, who came from Jacksonville, he thinks this kid is the real deal. They have a ton of talent in offense. You know, Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson. I mean, these guys average like 15, 18 yards per catch. T.J. Yeldon. And then they brought in Julius Thomas in the offseason, who finally healthy in the last game, had a couple catches. So they have a lot there on offense. The defense still isn't where it needs to be, but it's a very fast defense. And this is a defense that if they smell blood early and they think they can get on you, they will hammer you home, and that can be tough to play against.
Okay, well, we got to check in now with John Harris. He gets us up to date with the X's and O's here in this week's Telestrator.
Welcome to Texas Telestrator, presented by BMW. I am your host, John Harris, and it's time to take a look at the Jacksonville Jaguars defense. It's a unit talked a lot about by the Texans and the coaching staff as being young and athletic. Well, I'm going to throw another word, perhaps vulnerable. Yeah, the muscle hamster, Doug Martin from Tampa Bay, had a big day against the Jaguars defense last week. How do you do it? What do they take advantage of? Well, keep this in mind. The Texans are fourth in the league in passing. So what do you expect to see from the Jaguars? Hopefully a lot of nickel. That means we're putting five DBs out on the field. We'll take a look at it right here. There's one, two, three, four, and then your free safety back here playing man free. So, Jaguars are in man free, six guys in the box. Tampa Bay's in 10 personnel, meaning one back, no tight ends. This is something the Texans haven't used as much because they really have only four wide receivers, but they did it last year against Philadelphia, and they gave a lot of running room inside. Well, on this play, the Jaguars give up a lot of running room inside because of that look. As you see this play start, you'll see Doug Martin take a handoff. They're going to run a little power, and everybody's got a hat on a hat. You got chop block here. You got two linebackers occupied there and there. And look at all this space that Doug Martin has to bounce or to go up inside. And you got your free safety all the way back here. He's got all kinds of room. Running against nickel is perfect. And this, you'll see Doug Martin take this up the field. And look at all that room he's got. He eludes one guy, and the muscle hamster is making some ground. Now, that's Arian Foster. What do you think he's going to be able to do against a Jaguars nickel? Now, you can see it from the end zone shot, just how the Buccaneers attack. They pop the guard around. But look right here. There's your linebackers there and there getting knocked out of there. And look at the room that he's got to run right here. The Texans have led the league or gotten close to leading the league in passing. They haven't run the ball as well. Maybe going to a little bit more diversified attack, spreading them out just like Tampa Bay did, might give them the opportunity to run the ball a little bit better with Arian Foster and company against the Jacksonville Jaguars defense on Sunday. We'll be right back after this.